Presidential primary ballots won't be cast in New Hampshire for another 8 months, but Democrats running for president are already campaigning here at top speed. As NHPR's Josh Rogers reports, the intensity is as high as people close to the primary say they've ever seen it.
Sunday morning, 8:30 a.m., months out from an election, isn't, at least on paper, prime time for any candidate to fill a room.
Good morning! It is so good to be here!
Yet this Cory Booker house party in Bedford is packed.
It is Sunday morning, so forgive me if I sound pastoral, but Abraham was said to be favored by God and got the blessing to be the father of many nations because he kept his tent open on all four sides, that people would feel welcome no matter what direction they came from.
New Hampshire's feeling like Abraham's tent these days. The flaps are open and would-be presidents are making themselves at home. In the past 10 days, there's been Booker, Kirsten Gillibrand, Andrew Yang, Pete Buttigieg, Michael Bennett, Eric Swalwell, Elizabeth Warren, and John Delaney. Neil Levesque, director of the Institute of Politics at St. Anselm College, says it's never been busier. He should know the venue's a frequent stop for candidates.
Right now, with 8 months to go, we see the activity that we are usually seeing about 4 weeks out from the presidential primary.
For local politicos with a stake in the New Hampshire primary, the sort whose endorsement presidential hopefuls are taught to covet, 2020, with its early pace and swelling field, is full of promise.
I'll tell you, it's like the Kentucky Derby, and we got some good runners in it.
Manchester State Senator Lou D'Alessandro, a self-styled kingmaker among Democrats, says it will take some stamina to make it to primary day intact.
You've got to tough it out, because with the number of people running, if you're really conscientious about getting to know them, you're going to have to stick in there and keep pitching.
All right, whoa!
Candidates will also need to take the long view to survive.
Well, you get up here, looks like an awful lot of people in this room.
That was South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg during a recent stop at a Concord bookstore. Democratic strategist Karen Hicks has worked on several presidential campaigns in New Hampshire. She says in 2020, the traditional mode of organizing here, wooing core party activists and leveraging their loyalty to attract others, may not apply. She says Democrats' anxiety over picking a candidate to take on President Trump and their range of options will keep things very fluid.
It's sort of a polygamy situation with the candidates and the voters here. I think people will give money and give time to two or three of them.
Voters like Brian and Kristen Bannister, who are starting to put in FaceTime with candidates, are finding it crowded.
We tried to go see Buttigieg yesterday,
Friday.
And we were closed out. There were too many people there.
I talked to them just inside the front door of the Cory Booker house party. The door is being propped open to accommodate a growing crowd.
My hunch is there'll be this frenzy, and then it'll kind of settle down as candidates establish a pecking order.
But it feels very positive. It feels like there's a real sense of commitment in the Democratic Party. There's a real sense of we got to do this.
The challenge facing candidates, voters, and anyone else with a stake in the primary here will be to maintain that urgency over the long slog to come. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.
And a reminder that we'll have much more political coverage, of course, as we go through the process, and you'll find much more online always at nhpr.org.